Wrangell police arrested 39-year-old Cooper Seamers, 29-year-old Jacob Marshall, and his fiancée, 29-year-old McKenna Harding, after searching two homes on Tuesday. The following day, the three suspects were arraigned on various felonies and misdemeanor counts for allegedly possessing, delivering, and selling drugs. In court documents, police say they found pills and liquids that they think are oxycodone, MDMA, cocaine, and fentanyl. Police say they also found what they think is methamphetamine and paraphernalia. The items will be sent to the Alaska State Crime Lab for further testing. Police won't say how much of the drugs they seized. Seamers and Marshall are each being charged with 8 felony counts and 1 misdemeanor for allegedly possessing and selling drugs and possessing weapons with drugs. Harding is facing 1 felony and 1 misdemeanor for allegedly delivering and possessing narcotics. At the arraignment, Judge Pamela Stala Kernan said it appeared that Harding was on the periphery of the drug enterprise. Harding and Marshall are also facing 2 misdemeanors for allegedly having drugs around children. Marshall and Seamers each have a $25,000 bail plus a third-party custodian requirement. Their preliminary court date is February 7th. Harding was released from jail on just over $3,000 bail. Her preliminary court date is February 18th. The charges stem from tips the Wrangell Police Department received from community members. The tippers showed law enforcement social media messages and drug paraphernalia. The department obtained social media search warrants that eventually led to search warrants for 2 homes and their vehicles. Wrangell Police Chief Gene Meek says the search operation went smoothly with the help of other law enforcement agencies.
The search warrants went off exceptional. When by that I mean there was no injuries, everybody surrendered, there was no vehicle pursuits, nothing out of the ordinary, everything went very smoothly. We took 3 people into custody.
Meek says the Petersburg Police Department, U.S. Forest Service, the local Border Patrol officer, and the local Alaska Wildlife Trooper were also involved. He says the drugs were imported from out of town and they're working with partners, including the Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs Task Force, for further investigation. Wrangell Borough Manager Mason Villarma says the arrests have been a long time coming, and he appreciates Meek's efforts since he was hired as police chief last summer.
So we have a lot of empathy, understand that a lot of families are impacted by substance abuse and a lot of sadness just in general. But at the same time, I'm very proud of the Wrangell Police Department and the partnership they have with the Petersburg Police Department to take on a very serious drug problem in Southeast Alaska.
He says Wrangell, in particular, has limited resources for people who are struggling with addiction.
More work needs to be done. It's obviously an issue that our state delegation and federal delegation are super passionate about. You know, Senator Sullivan has posted that a lot, so something to look into, but I can't say that we have done a lot of work and we need to.
Villarma says for now, the Wrangell Medical Center offers help to some degree, but most options are off the island. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.